Psychological Archetype of Venus in Zodiac, Part 1. Venus in Aries, the pursuer or the performer. Venus in Aries is bold, passionate, and fast-moving in love and aesthetics. Ruled by Mars, this placement expresses affection through action and assertiveness. The pursuer archetype emerges in those who chase desire head-on, driven by thrill, chemistry, and conquest. Love becomes a game of movement and spontaneity. The performer appears when attraction is tied to presence, daring to be seen, admired, and desired. This Venus is adventurous in romance and taste, preferring intensity over subtlety. The challenge is impatience in relationships and difficulty sustaining interest once the chase is over. Venus in Taurus, the sensualist or the cultivator. Here, Venus is in its own sign, grounded and deeply at home. Pleasure becomes slow, rich, and rooted in the body. The sensualist archetype thrives through touch, beauty, and the art of savoring, be it in love, food, design, or nature. The cultivator shows up in those who nurture relationships and resources over time, growing love through loyalty and care. This Venus seeks stability and pleasure in equal measure, and excels in art, finance, music, or craftsmanship. Its challenge lies in attachment, resisting change and sometimes equating love with possession or routine. Venus in Gemini, the flirt or the connector. In Gemini, Venus becomes light, curious, and verbally expressive. Ruled by Mercury, it delights in mental stimulation, variety, and playful communication. The flirt archetype appears in those who engage through charm, wit, and conversational chemistry, falling in love with words as much as with people. The connector thrives by building networks of aesthetic or emotional resonance, often weaving together art, people, and ideas. This Venus is magnetic in social settings and naturally expressive, but may struggle with consistency or depth if overstimulated. Love becomes a mental dance, and commitment must keep up with curiosity. Venus in Cancer, the nurturer or the devotee. Venus in Cancer is tender, protective, and emotionally rich. Ruled by the moon, this placement expresses love through care, memory, and emotional depth. The nurturer archetype gives love in domestic, like nourishing forms, home-cooked meals, heartfelt gestures, quiet devotion. The devotee arises when attachment becomes sacred, with love tied to emotional safety, family, or ancestral values. This Venus is ideal for creating spaces of warmth, beauty, and protection, thriving in family-centered, caregiving, or artistic roles. Its challenge is vulnerability to emotional withdrawal, moodiness, or clinging when security feels threatened. Psychological Archetype of Venus in Zodiac, Part 2. Venus in Leo, the romantic or the muse. In Leo, Venus becomes grand, expressive, and proud. Ruled by the sun, love is infused with drama, loyalty, and the need to shine. The romantic archetype shows up in those who love boldly, through displays of affection, creative flair, and a magnetic presence. They want to be admired as much as they want to admire. The muse arises when beauty becomes a performance, where aesthetics, love, and self-worth are fused into a glowing identity that inspires others. This Venus thrives in the spotlight, art, performance, luxury branding, but may struggle when praise fades or attention shifts elsewhere. Venus in Virgo, the curator or the healer. Here, Venus turns quiet, refined, and purposeful. In Virgo, ruled by Mercury, love becomes service, and beauty takes a minimalist, thoughtful shape. The curator archetype expresses affection through refinement, organizing beauty, perfecting experiences, and crafting order. The healer appears when love becomes medicine, expressed through acts of care, modest devotion, and attention to detail. This Venus thrives in roles involving wellness, design, or support, but often hides its desires behind usefulness. Its challenge is self-criticism and withholding affection, feeling unworthy of pleasure or reluctant to receive what cannot be earned. Venus in Libra, the diplomat or the stylist. This is Venus in its own airy, elegant domain. Graceful, balanced, and relationship-focused, this placement thrives on mutuality, beauty, and refined social interaction. The diplomat archetype harmonizes people and environments, resolving tension with tact, charm, and aesthetic intelligence. The stylist emerges when beauty is orchestrated, across fashion, speech, design, or behavior. This Venus shines in collaborative roles, artistic ventures, and anything involving negotiation or grace. Its challenge is over-accommodation, suppressing personal desire for the sake of peace or becoming too dependent on external approval. Venus in Scorpio, the enchanter or the binder. In Scorpio, Venus plunges into the depths of desire, intimacy, and transformation. Ruled by Mars in K2, this is intense, magnetic, and emotionally consuming. The Enchanter archetype draws others into deep emotional bonds, using charisma, mystery, and erotic intelligence. The Binder emerges when love becomes all or nothing, demanding loyalty, testing depth, and fusing souls beyond surface attraction. This Venus thrives in healing arts, psychology, occult studies, or transformative relationships. Its challenge is emotional control, jealousy, or fear of vulnerability, loving fiercely, but sometimes guarding the heart with the same force. Psychological archetype of Venus in Zodiac, Part 3. Venus in Sagittarius, the pilgrim or the idealist. In Sagittarius, Venus becomes adventurous, expansive, and fueled by belief. Ruled by Jupiter, this Venus expresses love through exploration of ideas, cultures, and meaning. The pilgrim archetype emerges in those who seek growth through love, finding beauty in travel, difference, and experience. The idealist appears when relationships are guided by philosophy, ethics, or shared visions of a better world. This Venus values freedom and optimism, thriving in cross-cultural settings, education, or cause-driven art. Its challenge is romantic restlessness or detachment, preferring possibilities over permanence and ideals over emotional nuance. Venus in Capricorn, the patron or the devoted strategist. Venus in Capricorn is refined, loyal, and slow to unfold. Ruled by Saturn, this placement expresses love through time, stability, and structure. The patron archetype offers support through resources, responsibility, and long-term investment. Love is demonstrated, not declared. The devoted strategist emerges when affection is carefully planned, bound by goals and commitments. This Venus thrives in legacy-building roles, finance, architecture, public institutions, where beauty must endure. Its challenge is emotional reserve or conditional affection, struggling to express softness without a context of duty or proof of value. Venus in Aquarius, the liberator or the innovator. Here, Venus detaches from tradition and reinvents how love looks and feels. Ruled by Saturn and Rahu, this placement brings originality, independence, and social conscience into relationships. The liberator archetype challenges norms, exploring non-conventional partnerships, advocating for equity, or turning affection into activism. The innovator appears when aesthetics are futuristic, abstract, or tech-inspired, designing new paradigms of beauty, connection, or collaboration. This Venus thrives in digital media, avant-garde art, or community leadership. Its challenge is aloofness or emotional unavailability, valuing freedom to the point of emotional distance or inconsistency. Venus in Pisces, the mystic or the selfless lover. Venus is exalted in Pisces, where it becomes transcendent, boundless, and divinely poetic. Ruled by Jupiter, this Venus dissolves barriers in love, seeing the beloved as a reflection of the divine. The mystic archetype expresses beauty through surrender, art, music, devotion, or spiritual love. The selfless lover emerges in those who love unconditionally, sacrificing for others and merging souls through empathy. This Venus thrives in healing arts, cinema, sacred spaces, or charitable work. Its challenge is lack of boundaries, idealizing love to the point of disillusionment or giving without discernment until drained. Psychological archetype of Venus by House, Part 1. How Venus expresses love, harmony, desire, and creative intelligence through each house, revealing what we value, how we relate, and where we seek beauty and connection, independent of zodiac sign. Venus in the first house, the magnetic charmer, or the aesthetic self. With Venus in the first house, attraction and self-image are deeply intertwined. The magnetic charmer archetype expresses through warmth, approachability, and physical grace, easily drawing people in through charm and emotional resonance. The aesthetic self finds identity through beauty, elegance, or refined social presence, often using clothing, movement, or mannerisms to project harmony. This Venus thrives in performance, modeling, coaching, or client-facing roles. Its challenge is over-identifying with appearance or likability, seeking acceptance through external presentation rather than inner authenticity. Venus in the second house, the sensual builder or the value alchemist. Venus in the second house brings a strong love for comfort, quality, and value. The sensual builder archetype creates security through beauty, finding pleasure in cooking, decorating, or accumulating meaningful possessions. The value alchemist expresses love by enhancing the worth of things, through design, finances, or turning the ordinary into the luxurious. This Venus thrives in interior design, food, finance, or luxury branding. Its challenge is material attachment, measuring self-worth by what is owned or how one is perceived materially. Venus in the third house, the conversational flirt or the word artist. In the third house, Venus finds joy in dialogue, learning, and playful mental engagement. The conversational flirt archetype builds connection through witty banter, affectionate humor, and intellectual intimacy. The word artist uses language to soothe, seduce, or inspire, bringing creativity to writing, speaking, or multimedia expression. This Venus excels in media, marketing, short-form storytelling, or teaching. Its challenge is staying surface level, confusing connection with amusement, or spreading charm too thin to establish depth. Venus in the fourth house, the domestic muse, or the inner nurturer. With Venus in the fourth house, love is deeply connected to home, roots, and emotional history. The domestic muse archetype beautifies private space, finding joy in family rituals, cozy interiors, and emotional warmth. The inner nurturer expresses affection through acts of care, creating safety, offering food, or preserving family memories. This Venus thrives in caregiving, real estate, homemaking, or ancestral arts. Its challenge is clinging to the familiar, idealizing the past, or retreating into comfort zones when love feels threatened. Psychological archetype of Venus by house. Venus in the fifth house, the romantic performer, or the creative lover. Venus in the fifth house shines through joy, beauty, and self-expression. The romantic performer archetype seeks love that is playful, dramatic, and celebratory, expressing affection through art, flirting, or spontaneous generosity. The creative lover finds emotional fulfillment in creating, be it through children, artistic work, or meaningful romance. This Venus thrives in entertainment, education, event design, or creative entrepreneurship. Its challenge is idealizing romance or becoming overly attached to praise, confusing admiration with love or joy with performance. Venus in the sixth house, the graceful helper or the practical lover. In the sixth house, Venus offers love through devotion, consistency, and service. The graceful helper archetype nurtures through routine, bringing beauty to daily life by assisting, improving, and quietly uplifting others. The practical lover expresses affection in small acts, tidying, fixing, cooking, or organizing as a form of care. This Venus thrives in wellness, holistic therapy, hospitality, or craft-based work. Its challenge is undervaluing self in relationships, overgiving, suppressing needs, tying worth to how much is done for others. Venus in the seventh house, the harmonizing partner or the diplomatic companion. Venus in the seventh house is at home in relationships, seeking balance, mutual respect, and emotional elegance. The harmonizing partner archetype thrives in committed, aesthetic relationships, loving through refinement, equality, and shared beauty. The diplomatic companion emerges in those who guide others through interpersonal grace, skilled in negotiation, matchmaking, or presentation. This Venus excels in law, counseling, event planning, or image consulting. Its challenge is dependency on partnership for self-worth, or molding too much to the other to avoid conflict or maintain harmony. Venus in the eighth house, the magnetic intimate or the transformational lover. In the eighth house, Venus becomes deep, intense, and psychologically attuned. The magnetic intimate archetype seeks emotional merging, using seduction, vulnerability, or soulful intensity to bond. The transformational lover uses love as a gateway to healing, attracted to raw honesty, shadow work, and the emotional alchemy of trust. This Venus thrives in trauma recovery, energy work, financial advising, or sensual healing arts. Its challenge is fear of loss or betrayal, testing love's depth through emotional control, secrecy, or obsession. Psychological archetype of Venus by house, part 3. Venus in the ninth house, the idealistic lover or the cultural romantic. Venus in the ninth house seeks beauty through meaning, belief, and exploration. The idealistic lover archetype values love that feels elevated, romance tied to spiritual, philosophical, or visionary ideals. The cultural romantic finds affection in travel, cross-cultural exchange, and shared learning, falling in love with minds, worldviews, or distant places. This Venus thrives in teaching, travel writing, spiritual education, or international partnerships, Its challenge is romanticizing distance, seeking perfection through ideals rather than accepting intimacy as it truly is. Venus in the 10th house, the refined achiever or the social icon. In the 10th house, Venus merges love and ambition, desiring recognition, elegance, and influence in the public realm. The refined achiever archetype builds success through charm, diplomacy, and aesthetic intelligence, often gaining respect by embodying grace under pressure. The social icon emerges in those whose image, style, or relational poise become central to their role in society. This Venus thrives in public relations, art leadership, high-end design, or diplomacy. Its challenge is performative love, feeling valued only when admired or struggling to be emotionally open beneath a polished exterior. Venus in the 11th house, the collective charmer, or the idealistic connector. Venus in the 11th house spreads warmth across groups, communities, and future-focused visions. The collective charmer archetype brings people together through charm, shared causes, or aesthetic collaboration, often loved for their friendliness and inclusivity. The idealistic connector uses relationships to uplift and align with dreams, choosing friends and partners who reflect values and aspirations. This Venus thrives in social entrepreneurship, event curation, NGO work, or trend-based design. Its challenge is emotional detachment, valuing connection for what it represents rather than what it is, or confusing popularity with true intimacy. Venus in the 12th house, the silent romantic or the spiritual companion. In the 12th house, Venus retreats into dream, mystery, and transcendence. The silent romantic archetype experiences love as a private, sacred longing, often nurturing in quiet, symbolic, or unseen ways. The spiritual companion expresses devotion through healing, sacrifice, or mystical union, offering unconditional presence, sometimes to the point of invisibility. This Venus thrives in spiritual arts, film, healing retreats, or hidden caregiving roles. Its challenge is loss or illusion in love, attracting unavailable partners, escaping into fantasy, or giving so selflessly that the self dissolves.